everybody's talking about the Supreme Court decision that was released on Monday morning. No, it wasn't health care, but instead it was the Arizona immigration law. It's interesting that Governor Jan Brewer says she's vindicated by some of the key provision in the bill that she was concerned about, and there's massive reaction to this naturally. So the U.S. Supreme Court tossed out most of the law, but they upheld its most controversial provision, the one about pulling people over for some other kind of violation and then asking if they thought they were not legal citizens, if they were in fact, you know, to produce something like a driver's license, etc., that could produce evidence that they were in the country. Now, of course, I'm giving that a broad stroke there. It is a little bit narrower than that. But anyway, this is a huge controversy, as you can imagine, and lots, like I said, loads of reaction. So right off the bat, we always take the swings with talk radio news. One of our favorites, Victoria Jones, of course, joins us at the top. Victoria, I'm sure Washington was buzzing about what the Supreme Court ruled earlier in the day.
Oh, Washington had a great day today. They loved all this. And what such a good time since, I don't know, since burnt down in 1812. I mean, it was very exciting. And yeah, I know you got it pretty much exactly right from as far as I can understand it. They left standing the most controversial provision, but they did knock down three very big provisions. There were four provisions that the Ninth Circuit has said, nah, you are not enacting these, we're blocking them, while the Supreme Court decided, no, we'll take these up. And the Supreme Court said, no, three of these are federal issues. This is what the case was about. It's federal versus state. They said, no, these are federal issues. The federal government enforces immigration. And on this fourth one, they said, no, not so much. State, you can do this. And Jan Brewer, when she spoke about it, actually just said those other three didn't even exist.
You're absolutely right, because she said she felt vindicated.
Yeah. Like they never existed in the law. It was fascinating.
Yeah. Yeah, and you're right, because it is a split decision, really. There's no question. So there's something for both sides to chew on or to vault themselves in a different direction over, because as I was describing it, the show me your papers authorities, what they're calling it, with that, you know, it means exactly how I described it pretty much to a T. But here's the thing. The justices also said that provision could be challenged again after it takes effect, because it's not into effect yet.
Exactly. And that's what's so weird about this, because it doesn't mean anything. And Justice Kennedy, who wrote the opinion, said, this opinion does not foreclose other preemption and constitutional challenges to the law as interpreted and applied after it goes into effect. In other words, if somebody does arrest you and does it in a peculiar way and does it badly, yeah, bring it on. Bring a case.
So we haven't heard the last of it. That's the bottom line.
Absolutely not. I don't think so at all. No.
Well, we got a lot of reaction here in America tonight to the whole Eric Holder thing and what's going to happen with this contempt vote. And I guess now it's set to have this vote in the House. Am I right?
Set to have the vote in the House on Thursday, unless something happens and they're able to work out a deal. But I've got to say, I mean, if they wanted to get maximum publicity for this, they really stunt on Wednesday. Thursday, it's going to be crickets for them with this, because everybody's going to be talking about the health care ruling.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, and like you said, Washington crazy now, because first you have the one Supreme Court deal, and now the big thing, of course, is health care. So every talking head on all sides of this is all over the tube and radio and in the paper, quoted all over the place. Because as you and I know, covering this for so long, I mean, this has been years where we've been talking about this, and now here it is, D-Day, so to speak, on Thursday, right before 10 a.m. the decision is going to come down, right?
Yeah, and it's going to be whichever way they go, and I personally think it's going to be a split decision, whichever way they go, it's going to be huge. The ramifications are going to be enormous, and they're going to talk about it nonstop, long beyond the time that they've actually got anything to say about it, to be perfectly honest.
Yeah. The other thing is, and this gets lost in the sauce because of everything else that's going on, but the White House is threatening polygraph tests for leakers. Is that right? What are they going to do? Eeny, meeny, miny, moe, I think you're a leaker and you got to go.
Yeah, this is fascinating. James Clapper, the the director of national intelligence announced today that they want to try and stop these leaks. And so one of the things is they're adding a question to the polygraph test that they use for their intel agencies. And they're going to ask them if they've disclosed classified information to members of the media. Seems a bit mean to me. And, of course, if you say no, and you have, of course, that little, we've all seen it on TV, what happens in the movies. They're also going to order a review of how the intelligence agencies report contact with members of the media. And they're going to consider changing if they don't think the policies are good enough. So that's quite a lot to do. That's quite a
lot. No kidding. Just be careful. Don't be careful who you talk to. You don't want to get anyone in trouble, Victoria.
I know.
That you know what's going to happen is any sources that anybody has, they're going to. I think they're going to play things a little close to the vest for at least a week or two because they don't want to be considered somebody who's a leak.
Absolutely, absolutely. They're going to do that, and then they're going to try and find talk to people who didn't have to take the polygraph test.
Yeah, crazy. All right, Victoria Jones, Talk Radio News. We'll talk to you again. Thanks so much.
Look forward to it. Thank you very much.
Oh, lots happening. As Victoria and I just tossed about on Thursday, of course, healthcare front and center. We know that the contempt vote in the House. Immigration, though, the name of the game starting the week off. We thought this was going to happen last week. It's handed down. A lot of reaction to this from Sheriff Joe in Arizona, who says that the Supreme Court decision that upholds what that key provision we were just talking about in this immigration law won't change the actual day-to-day enforcement efforts. But he says the plan to ignore calls from Arizona is flat out arrogant. So what does this mean once this kicks in? A couple of different points of view. Man, we have a stacked show for you all the way through. Plus, Tropical Storm Debbie wreaking havoc in the state of Florida. My family lives there. We're going to catch up with a Delaney family member to give us an eyewitness account of what's going on. Most of the rough stuff in the panhandle. There were some twisters reported on Sunday, flooding in some areas, but a lot of just flat-out constant rain, which Floridians are not used to. They have those showers, 10, 20 minutes, and then boom, it clears up, and you're off onto the rides in Disney World. That's how it goes. Also, we're going to talk about lobbyists and coalition lobbying or stealth lobbying. What is that all about? Dan Epstein joins us. Call for action. He is hammering, his group is hammering the IRS to take a closer look, and for a good reason. We'll tell you why. That comes up in our next hour, plus a real treat. There's a new Hank Williams movie that's coming out, and we're giving away some CDs of that soundtrack. That's also coming up in our third hour of the show. But next, reaction from the governor of Arizona to the Supreme Court ruling on immigration. Your reaction as well if you want to throw in your 2 cents. 855-2668. Meet you on the flip side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, Doug Dorfler here from Midas Resources Precious Metals. In these trying times, all of us have to be concerned about our financial situations. Every day we hear of problems with our financial institutions and of the European economy. Even the latest CBO report under the Extended Alternatives Fiscal Scenario says the future of the U.S. budget is bleak. Now is the time to weigh your options. Call me, Doug, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 167, and I'll be glad to answer any of your questions and help you add physical precious metals to your holdings. No matter what your financial position is, you need to protect yourself and your family with a portion of your assets in precious metals. Again, call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 167. Again, 1-800-686-2237, extension 167. Thank you and have a great day.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
In 1965, there was a sound. Commission's done. One more time. One more time. One more time. Glad to see. And I'm glad. Papa's got a brand new bag.
You can decide whether it's time to stop denying citizenship to responsible young people just because they were brought here as children of undocumented immigrants. I know where I stand on this.
Papa's got a brand new bag.
All right, that was the president talking about the executive order, of course, last week, 2 weeks ago, and that was for kids under 30, allowing them to be able to apply for a worker's permit if they have no background, no criminal background, and that's what he's referring to, right? So now we have the Supreme Court ruling on immigration, SB 1070. It's been a long time coming. The state of Arizona thought they were going to be able to enforce this almost the second the governor signed it into law, but not so fast. The ACLU and a whole bunch of others sued. The government jumped on this as well, the Justice Department, and it went all the way up the flagpole to the Supremes, and the Supremes ruled. We'll get into some of the specifics of that, but here's the governor of Arizona talking about being prepared to uphold this sucker and racial profiling. Take a listen.
Arizona is prepared to move forward to enforce this law that we have fought so hard to defend, ever mindful of our rights, ever faithful to the Constitution. Civil rights will be protected. Racial profiling will not be tolerated.
All right, so interesting what happened. If you shake up what happened on Monday compared to what's going to happen on Thursday, what is going on with the immigration ruling is the influence on other states. And the reason why is because you already have five states that have a similar tough law in the books, like Alabama, for example, is one of them. And I would think that this just means they keep on keeping on, even though they're being challenged as well. And also that you might have some other states that will follow suit and try to do what Arizona's doing. And what does it mean that Arizona's going to be able to do? Sheriff Joe says this isn't going to change the day to day. But one thing with this in place, and remember, some things were shot down with the immigration deal. And the most controversial part of it was upheld, which we talked about at the top, the fact that you can pull somebody over, stop somebody for a violation, and frankly ask them if you suspect they're in the country illegally, if they are. I mean, that's it in a nutshell. So that part of it, the part that the governor wanted to train the sheriff's deputies on, the cops on, all of those, will move forward. So in a sense, it's a little muddled. The picture is a little muddled, so I can see why Sheriff Joe would say that and why, upon further review, while the governor feels vindicated somewhat, there is also the concern over what challenge lies ahead, let's say, to SB 1070. Because of what the president came out and said afterwards, because of, or what the administration said anyway, also by the fact that not everything stood up in the law. So it will definitely influence other states. But how tough will this be? How many people that are in the country illegally will be booted out, will be become part of the deportation chain because of the idea that they can be stopped for something else and be caught in the net, if you will, for lack of a better way to describe it, because pretty much that's what we're talking about. You would get caught up in the game of cat and mouse because you had a busted taillight, because you didn't have, for example, your registration up to date, which lots of people do that. Or you didn't have a car registered in the state. That happens to lots of people. They get pulled over, they move somewhere, and they have different plates, and eventually maybe somebody catches on to it, or you just get pulled over because the registration doesn't match up or whatever it might be. So I think there is a chance that there are going to be a lot of people caught up in this. There's not a lot of latitude here in this ruling, though. Some of the tough stuff was taken out of the immigration enforcement law without a doubt. But the show me your papers requirement for the moment certainly holds up. And it does allow police officers. It does allow police officers to ask the question. But it doesn't. I mean, the one thing that the court did strike down was the requirement that all immigrants obtain or carry immigration registration papers or seek work. The ruling also throws out part of the law that allows police to arrest suspected illegal immigrants without warrants. So therefore, it's, again, one of those situations where somebody is nailed because of some other violation. And then they're asked about it because they're suspected when, I mean, of course, if you ask for the driver's license, which happens to every single one of us when you're pulled over, and you don't have it, then quite clearly the next question is, where's your driver's license? Where are you from? Where's your residency? And then things would fall into place. So I think there are some people that are going to still be caught up in this net. Some of it has definitely been pulled apart, and I think there still will be more challenges to this. I don't think this fight is over by any stretch of the imagination. So the governor had some big biting words for the Obama folks. You heard a little snippet of it there. And, you know, basically said they arbitrarily singled out Arizona and they sent, her words, a bomb, if you will, across our bow and made Arizona a target once again. So the administration came out hours after the Supreme Court ruled, and again, this is part of striking down some of the parts of the law, the parts that I mentioned, that this is sort of a victory for Arizona, because they didn't touch, as Brewer said in her words, the heart of this law, which was the ability to be able to ask the question. The question when you're pulled over, the question I have been asked how many times? For not always big violations like a busted taillight or something, or even a registration, because I have definitely state hopped along the way. And you know that's what happens. You're asked for your driver's license. Let me see your license and registration. Boom. So I think that it will be effective. I think that when this kicks in, there will be some people that will be caught up in this without a doubt. Now, Homeland Security, how much of a nemesis do they become in all of this? I think pretty big. I think they become a thorn in the side of Arizona. They continue to be a thorn in the side of Arizona. Arizona says, listen, we had to take matters into our own hands because they weren't enforcing the law. So we have this partnership with the Department of Homeland Security's Immigration and Customs and Enforcement, and they were delegated authority for immigration enforcement within their, what they call, here's your legalese word, jurisdictions and jurisprudence, I guess, in a sense. So anyway, what Arizona continues to be is ground zero for this immigration challenge without a doubt. Representative Gonzalez, who's the chairman of the Congressional Hispanic Caucus, takes issues, he says, with Brewer's choice of words, saying that Arizona had to be reminded today that they are part of the country and that the Constitution does apply to the state of Arizona as well as other states. He went on to say that no state is going to be above the Constitution. So the controversial provision of the law is upheld. That's what you need to know. It's upheld. But a lot of people think, like Gonzalez, because there's the two sides of this coin, he thinks it's going to lead to racial profiling on a huge scale and that it eventually is going to come back to the courts and get hammered away. That it's going to be ruled eventually in the future unconstitutional. So we come back to the same thing. Is it thumbs down to Arizona, as Congressman Gonzalez would say, or is it attaboy to Jan Brewer? What do you say? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE. We'll talk about that and some other musings on the day around the bend.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and moms go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people have viewed to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste your time. Instead, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. And you can become a client right now. We've settled millions of dollars in tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking at your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws, and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 1-800-685-9751. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-685-9751. That's 800-685-9751. Again, 800-685-9751.
There are so many benefits you can get from taking unheated whey protein. It helps put out the fire of inflammation and the pain it is causing. Eliminate the craving for carbohydrates, better sense of well-being, weight loss, muscle strength, energy, and growth, and optimal glutathione production. Glutathione is the number one means by which you detoxify all toxins, and this is vital to you feeling and looking good again. Consuming One World Whey is the most powerful way to raise glutathione. People report the elimination of pain and bloating after 1 month, as well as an improvement in strength, energy, and blood sugar. Children love the flavor and prefer it over junk food. One World Whey is performing mighty miracles for young and old. It is superior, unique, and unprecedented from any other whey protein powder on the market. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of KNOCKOUT pain cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Tonight on the Supreme Court ruling over SB 1070. Some of it was plucked apart and some of it was upheld. I think we already described for you in pretty good detail what piece of the law stays in play. So the question becomes, is it racial profiling or is it righteousness for Arizona? And trust me, everybody wants a piece of this on the Hill, because can they gain something from it or lose something from the ruling on Monday? Them say the ruling risk encouraging racial profiling. Republicans, for the most part, say it strengthens the right of states to make and enforce their own immigration policies. And you've got a big chunk of voters who are Hispanic. And, you know, I think it's wrong to lump Hispanics just in one category. All Hispanics, because it's not true. Cuban Americans feel differently. A lot of Cuban Americans are very conservative, feel very different from other Hispanics in the country versus those who have come in illegally. People who grew up as, let's call them, anchor babies. You know, the vote, the Hispanic vote is like a giant pie, like every other group that has different slices in it. So certainly there are some Hispanic voters that will be furious over what the Supreme Court ruled. I mean, let's face it, they keep throwing this number out about 11 million illegal immigrants. That's what they say the number is. I do think it's much more. Having lived in several states that have massive problems with illegal immigration, California, Texas, New Mexico, I lived in all three. And for a short time, Arizona, and I watched the middle portion of this because there were laws on the books that weren't enforced for decades. So slowly the numbers would creep up. Sure, some people have gone back because of our economic situation, so the jobs that might not be there. But trust me, it's not a mass exodus. It's not a mass exodus. So show me your papers, the requirement of the state law now. That was what the court unanimously upheld. However, maybe there's some other challenges. Of course, everything's always challenged again and again and again. That's not a surprise. The Senate Majority Leader, Harry Reid, had this to say. It's a quote. He said, "I am greatly concerned that the provision putting American citizens in danger of being detained by police unless they carry their immigration papers at all times will lead to a system of racial profiling." So you got this executive order that happened a couple of weeks ago, and you have the court, which validated at least some of the controversial law, SB 1070, that never was allowed to unfold. Arizona Republican Senators John McCain and John Kyle actually agreed and did a joint statement. And they say the Arizona law, and I think this is it, they say the Arizona law was born out of the state's frustration with the burdens that illegal immigration and continued drug smuggling impose on the schools, hospitals, criminal justice system, and fragile desert environment. I've told you the stories I know about rape trees, about meaning women that are brought over, that come over through coyotes is what they call them, pay big money, are raped, our bodies are thrown in the desert, and the rape trees mean the underwear is just thrown all over the trees. I've told you about bodies stacked up in refrigerated trucks because there's nowhere to put them in the morgue because the morgue was so backed up at many times in many areas, especially in Arizona. That's why John McCain is jumping on this, because he knows. He knows that that's true. And so he can't say that that's not the problem. He hears it from his constituents. Remember, at least 25 calls, it's a problem. When you have 25 people in your district who call up and tell you it's a problem, well, guess what? They have way more than 25 people that have called up and complained to Kyle and to McCain. That's why they're backing this, because they know. So not everything held up, just a piece of it. A piece, a very important piece of it held up. So that's the question. Is it racial profiling or is it righteousness for Arizona, then ultimately some other states to do the same thing because they are drowning in debt problems and all kinds of things related to the infestation of illegals in that state where there is no choice but to either take matters into your own hand or watch as the state continues to crumble under the crush of a very serious problem that the feds didn't do anything about when many, many times, and there are definite is a paper trail to trace this, where they were definitely reached out to do something, to help. What can you do? So nothing ever was done. It gets challenged. You know the rest. I think we all get it now at this point where we're at. All right, so if you want to do that, 855-266-KATE. I know you're alive and thriving out there. 855-266-KATE. And which, by the way, if you disagree with this and you think, like Harry Reid, it's racial profiling, hey, I want to hear from you. Do you have a Hispanic background? I have lots of friends who are Hispanic, and I've seen both sides of this, too, by the way. I've seen the side that says, oh, this is racial profiling, there's no doubt about it. And I've also seen the other side where they say, oh, no, this isn't right. Absolutely. I have told the story on the air. I was married to a Cuban-American, and I'm very familiar with what his family went through, what the communities in Miami went through, lots of people trying to get to the States legally, trying to get that legal status, and then ultimately how they feel about politics and how passionate they are about being Americans, if you will. You can also send me your thoughts by shooting me an email at americatonight.net. All right, this to me is the boo of the day. It is the boo of the day, without a doubt. The audacity of Jerry Sandusky, who is going to be in jail for a very long time, the rest of his life, once the sentence comes down. I mean, he was guilty on all but three counts, almost 50 counts, for goodness sake, of sexual abuse, child abuse, terrible things. We know the stories. We heard the testimony of the victims, at least what was replayed in the courtroom. the transcription of that anyway, and it was horrible. It was terrible to listen to. We just hit on bits and pieces of it, and, you know, it's been a nightmare for the past year. Penn State, talk about collapsing under the weight of what was once a prestigious university. This guy almost takes the entire place down with him, and Penn State's going to face all kinds of lawsuits, which they already are facing and will probably settle. So finally, this all happens. Boom. Friday night. Here it is. Guilty. Nothing. No reaction from the guy. Just a complete ice cube. Nothing. No remorse. Then he comes out and says, I'm innocent. I don't understand. He's quoted as saying, I'm innocent. I don't understand what I did wrong. I have no idea. I don't understand. It doesn't make any... Exactly. Are you kidding me, dude? I have no idea what I did. And shame on his wife. How could she not know when these kids were in the basement and he was abusing them time after time after time, 11-year-olds, 12-year-olds? It's just sickening. I don't want to even waste any more airtime on it other than it's just so shocking that he would have that smug arrogance. If I were his attorney, which there's no way I ever would be, I would quit law before representing this guy, right? But if I were, I certainly, whether you're trying to appeal it and you're trying to say he's innocent and that's your job because the job is to provide the legal aid to him, whatever, and then the defense, I absolutely wouldn't advise him to have no compassion, but he doesn't for any of these victims. Because he doesn't get it. He's in denial beyond all belief. And they're going to appeal these convictions, but good luck on that with the child sexual abuse, with all the counts that he was smashed with. I mean, come on. This is what the victims are saying. They feel that they have vindication, that there's vindication in this. They didn't get apologies. They didn't get that remorse. They didn't get any of that. And there certainly can only be a small amount of satisfaction because their lives were ruined. They were dumped on by a person who had power over them. That's what that's about. They were powerless to do anything. And when somebody could have helped them, they didn't help them. And that's a shame. And that probably made this go on for a lot longer than it needed to go on. So I say good luck with those appeals. I cannot imagine that there is any way any of this is overturned. It's just now a question of what the sentence is going to be. So that's why Sandusky gets the boo of the week. Hey, coming up on America Tonight, as you can imagine, because I'm always pounding everybody about sending me emails, I went to check the mail today, and of course, overflowing, most of it having to do with, so meaning people got up early or heard what happened East Coast time and sent in thoughts about the Arizona immigration law, whether only one person actually didn't agree with it, but most of you thinking that this is a good thing and you thought more of it should have been upheld and that kind of stuff. So we'll check the mailbag. And there were a few other things we may have time to throw into, and some of the snail mail, some of the things that are pretty interesting, the buzz in the backyard. But you can interrupt, 855-266-8. Got my shoes on. I'm heading down to that room right now.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TERAGANIX.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Attention! Information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Arizona folks in the U.S. versus Arizona immigration. For the most part, again, most of the SB 1070, the big one, in place. The health care ruling looms. Oh, and we're going to be talking a lot about health care, as we have been for the last 3.5 years. And frankly, before that, we've been talking about health care. But it's a big week in Washington. And then, of course, also on Thursday, the contempt vote. Eric Holder, the Attorney General, I think it's a layup what happens with a contempt vote, but will documents be turned over? Most likely not, because of the executive privilege. So the key thing here is the Terry family, where's the justice in that? They would just want to know, what happened to their son? My son was killed. He's a Border Patrol agent. Wanted to do this his whole life. He was so, so proud. He was gunned down by weapons that were part of this botched Fast and Furious. They deserve to know what happened. Release the documents. Why not? You've already had a document dump. I don't get it. And if it shows that Holder, there's nothing tracing back to with Holder, this is too good of a nickname, then who cares? Why wouldn't you do it? You know, it's how you can always, to me, that's how you can always tell when someone's guilty or innocent or when they're trying to hide something, because you get called out on the carpet and you know you have the evidence to say you're full of it. You, of course, especially in Washington, you immediately throw that in someone's face. That's a card you have in your back pocket, easy for me to say, and you play it. That's what happens when you drink too much coffee. And you play it. That's what you do. So if he has the card in his pocket, then he will play it. I don't think he has the card, though. I don't think so. It's a big, big, big week, needless to say. I said we were going to check the mailbag because it overfloweth. So without further ado, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Yes, I do. All right, this one comes to us from Tall Paul. I love it when you guys put nicknames in there. I mean, it reminds me of like when I was in college and people had crazy nicknames. Anyway, Tall Paul says, unbelievable. Finally, touchdown with this immigration kerfluncle. And I don't think kerfluncle's the word he was looking for. Kerfluncle and the Supreme Court. I'm not surprised that this was the decision. Are you, Kate? No. I'm not surprised that they upheld the controversial part of it. The rest of it pushed by the wayside. I think that it, clearly this is what they were going to do. Because just looking at the constitutionality, it's an easy toss back anyway. Why would they have gone in a different direction? The question, too, becomes, and somebody asked me this today, does this, and I just touched on it briefly, does this hurt or help the president in a re-election bid? I'm going to be curious along the way what is said about this Supreme Court decision, if anything. You know, in Arizona, they say there's about 400,000 illegal immigrants, including not just kids, but men and women under 30 that are now almost certainly assured some kind of immunity from enforcement, and they'll be able to go for the citizens for employment. You know, they'll be able to get work. That's what will probably happen there because mostly you're talking about younger people there. The majority of the justices ruled Monday that Arizona's law is unconstitutional with the exception of the provision that allows the cops to ask about a person's immigration status if they're pulled over during a traffic stop. And I think that there will be some people, as I already said, that are going to be caught in this net. I do. I think there's some people that for whatever reason, whatever's going on with the car, speeding, gliding through a stop sign, there's a couple of, I mean, there's probably 20 things I can think of off the top of my head that would lead to somebody being pulled over, anybody being pulled over, and then that's where that would all fall out as a result of it. So, Justice Scalia really went after the president in a 22-page dissent, because remember you always have that, to the Supreme Court decision that, you know, striking down the majority of the anti-illegal immigration law. He said the president's failure to enforce parts of the Immigration Act is what he called mind-boggling. He specifically wrote that the president said at a news conference that the new program is the right thing to do in light of Congress's failure to pass the administration's proposed revision of the Immigration Act. I'm going to tell you the last part of this because I think you need to know it. I won't tell you all of his dissent. As I said, it was 22 pages, but he said, perhaps it is, though Arizona may not think so. But to say, as the court does, that Arizona contradicts federal law by enforcing applications of the Immigration Act that the president declines to enforce boggles the mind. Boggles the mind. And he went on to call the policy lax, saying that the federal government does not want to enforce immigration laws, so it leaves the states helpless before the evil effects of illegal immigration. That's at the heart of what Scalia had to say. All right, we move on to another one. This one comes to us from Deb, who says, wow, illegal immigration, I'm telling you, how we treat people like they're just cattle. I don't understand it, Kate. I have to say I enjoy your show, but I completely disagree with some of your stances on immigration. You seem like a compassionate person, but you don't have much compassion for the situation. And I wonder why that is. And I think that this decision by the Supreme Court was a wise one, barring the fact that they should have struck down the entire thing. All right, Deb, I respectfully disagree with you. And there is no hidden agenda with me when it comes to the policy. I said this, that I lived in three states, so-called border states, and saw firsthand the problems. I did a series where I rode around with the Border Patrol agents from sunup to sundown, and it was very eye-opening what I saw. Very sad, very sad. A lot of people taken advantage of. Watching as they came across the Rio Grande River at one point from Juarez into El Paso and saw people just scrambling, running like rats, trying to elude the handful of Border Patrol agents because there wasn't enough. It was a very popular crossing, so you kind of have the opposite effect. I mean, you have an army there on the border, so lots of people got through, and then it was catching people, and it was a very strange thing to see, and then to see some of the drug things, and to see also some of the criminal activity there. And, of course, now it's gotten worse from the time that I was in Juarez and El Paso. I wouldn't want the job of riding along with the Border Patrol and watching what's happening across the border in Juarez. And I saw this as well in California and a similar situation in New Mexico. New Mexico saw a lot of problems, people drowning. Nothing like, you know, when I had never seen a dead body, to be graphic for you, and then was out on a television report and saw somebody who got caught up in the net of trying to get across, and they were just dumped off, and it was like a Macy's Day float. They were so bloated from drowning in the waters of the Rio Grande. Terrible, terrible stuff. So that's my perspective, that this should have been enforced before, that there should have been a crackdown on people who were giving out jobs like candy to kids on Halloween. This started the problem. That's it. It was never enforced. If it wasn't enforced, we wouldn't be dealing with this right now. All right, here's another one. This one comes to us from Joe, listening to us in Texas, who says, "Kate, this is the first time I've emailed the show. I say bravo for what the Supreme Court did. Too bad they didn't uphold the whole thing. I think that it was smart to at least keep one in play where people can be pulled over. And if they're pulled over for whatever the traffic violation, and it's clear that they're in the country illegally, they can be hauled in. It's only fair. Problem is, it's just not enough." As those three did, you can always send us an email on anything. Stuff on the show, your mom's recipe for brisket. I mean, whatever it is, send it to me. AmericaTonight.net.
We got 3 hours left on this thing, and I can't drive and argue with you rules all at the same time.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.